Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Why We Keep Believing in Better Days by Nadia Boysen. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Nadia Boysen ponders the line, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast," from Alexander Pope's poem, An Essay on Man. "Hope springs eternal in the human breast" is one of those lines you might have heard being tossed around in philosophical conversations or seen quoted in a motivational post, but have you ever stopped to really think what it means? Well, simply put, it comes down to the basic nature of humans, a natural and enduring tendency to hope, even in the face of adversity, uncertainty, or failure. No matter how often people are disappointed, they continue to hope for better outcomes. It's an intrinsic part of human nature. This line comes from the poet Alexander Pope in his philosophical poem, An Essay on Man. Despite being written nearly 300 years ago, these words are still true today. The reason for it still being as impactful is because it captures something fundamentally human: your endless capacity to hope, no matter what life throws at you. This reflects Pope's and humans in general view that people are always looking forward to future happiness, often overlooking the present. Nonetheless, people have an innate drive to believe that tomorrow might just be better than today, and on most days, for most people, it's enough to carry them through the hardest situations. What is hope really? Hope isn't just wishful thinking or blind optimism. It's the quiet voice in your head that says, maybe tomorrow will be better. Sometimes it's those tough days that gets people out of bed day after day. It's what fuels dreams, drives change, and keeps people going to places far beyond the limits they ever imagined they were capable. Hope is that inner spring, always ready to bubble up, no matter how many times life tries to dry it out. The line that has stuck with us. When Pope wrote, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast," he was reflecting on the human condition. His poem is all about man's place in the world and how everyone is constantly looking for meaning, goodness, and happiness, even when it feels just out of reach. He followed that line with, "Man never is, but always to be blessed." In other words, humans are rarely satisfied with the present, always believing the future will be better. Some might say that's naive, but maybe it's what keeps you going. This is true, especially in the world of cancer, facing an adversity that changes its own face so often. Why hope matters? Hope has been the driving force behind the most powerful human movements and personal triumphs. When you think of very recent challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic, hope played a massive role. Amid fear and uncertainty, people hoped for vaccines, for recovery, for a return to normal, not to mention surviving. And that hope fueled action, innovation, and resilience. Hope is the thing that brings people together for a greater good. It's a desire we all have as humans, and when you get together in hopefulness, it truly brings the best out of you. It's the single most powerful uniting force, and it is relatable to all and is extremely personal. Hope in the face of challenges. Let's be honest, the world today can feel overwhelming. Adding health challenges can make some days feel really lonely, and other days even petrifying. But hope isn't about ignoring reality. It's about believing that with effort, with blind faith, or sometimes even with the support of others, things can change. People hoping and holding on to dear life for a better and healthier future. Can hope ever be too much? There's always a flip side. Hope can sometimes keep you clinging to things that no longer serve you: a toxic relationship, an impossible dream, or outdated systems. When hope turns into denial, it becomes a trap instead of a lifeline. It's essential to distinguish between unhealthy denial and shock, especially in oncology. Denial is very different to needing time to digest, working through bad news, and readjusting to a new you and a new life. There is an injustice in enforcing a reality upon someone who's not emotionally ready for it and forcing them into a place of acceptance. That can be experienced as emotionally violating people, and beside the damage it causes, it often prevents people from ever opening up about their true feelings again. Considering everything, there's never a reason to give up on hope. It's just a reminder that hope needs to be paired with wisdom and effort. It's not enough to hope things get better, you must also act. This means sometimes swallowing your own pride in dark moments and accepting the wisdom of others. Being still, resting, and doing nothing might be the best healer. Why hope still matters? So, why does Hope Springs still stick after all this time? Because it's a reminder of a truth. Hope is part of what makes you human. It's not always logical and it's not always easy, but it's always there, quietly springing up, even when you least expect it. In a world full of chaos, hope is your steady heartbeat. It helps you imagine better days, better versions of yourself, and better futures. And that's worth holding on to.